Chapter 8. Jamie invites the team. One morning, a few days later, Jamie stopped Stephen just as he was entering the classroom. "Stephen, I want to plan the séance we talked about," said Jamie. "My dad and I live near here. Everyone could walk to our flat after school one day. What day could you come?"
"Any day's okay with me," said Stephen. "I just sit at my computer after school. But Elaine's got basketball practice, and Zach practices with his band. I don't know about Andrea, but I'm sure Melanie will go to your flat whenever you want."
Stephen smiled, but Jamie didn't seem to see this. He looked worried.
"What's the matter?" Stephen asked.
"Let's exclude Andrea from the séance, okay?" Jamie replied.
"Well, I know she doesn't seem interested," answered Stephen. "But maybe if we talk to her, she'll change her mind."
"People need an open mind for a séance," said Jamie. "It won't be successful if Andrea participates."
"I'll feel strange if she doesn't know about it," said Stephen.
"Don't worry. I'll talk to Andrea," said Jamie. The following Friday afternoon, after the final bell rang, the editorial team walked to Jamie's flat. They all felt excited and a bit nervous. Jamie had left school earlier that day and gone home to prepare for the séance. Andrea wasn't with them. Elaine rang the doorbell, and Jamie opened the door. They all entered the flat, looking round curiously.
"Wow, this is really cool," said Zach.
The others agreed. There was a large, low, round table in the centre of Jamie's living room. It had a white cloth on it. The curtains were closed, but the windows were open to let in fresh air. There were several candles on the table and all round the room to provide some light. Classical music was playing quietly on the stereo. A large bowl of vegetable soup was in the middle of the round table.
"Did we interrupt your meal?" asked Stephen.
Jamie laughed.
"No, no, not at all," he said.
"I put the soup there for the spirits. It's symbolic. If you put out some good food, the spirits feel welcome. We can all have some soup later."
"Should we start?" asked Zach.
Everyone looked nervous.
"No, not yet," answered Jamie.
"First, we have to relax and create the right atmosphere. Everyone should feel calm."
"Well," said Melanie, "I know why we're nervous. It's because Andrea isn't here. We do everything as a team."
"Don't worry about Andrea, Melanie," said Jamie. "I explained everything to her at school today. She knew you were all coming here."
"But why didn't you invite her?" asked Melanie.
"A séance can't be held when one of the participants disapproves," said Jamie. "Andrea was very skeptical at the meeting," he said.
"We all know about Andrea," said Zach. "She's very conservative, and she's not too much fun sometimes. I don't understand how you're so patient with her. You seem to like her a lot, but she isn't very nice to you."
"Come on, Zach," said Elaine. "You should be more tolerant. We all know that life hasn't been easy for her since her mother died in a car accident when Andrea was young."
They were all silent. Then Jamie said, "My mother also died in a car accident when I was young. I knew there was a special connection between Andrea and me. And Zach, I'll be patient with Andrea, and maybe she'll begin to like me." They all began to relax.
"Okay, I think everyone feels a little calmer now," said Jamie. "Let's begin the séance."